Can set this conference call up for just after 7 o'clock for Doctor Who fans all over the world. Russia, we've got loads of people in America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Germany. Not so many in Europe at the moment. I guess most people are asleep, but they've stayed up late in America.
And nothing from Korea yet.
Nothing from North or South Korea.
If we could get something from North Korea, that really would be a coup, wouldn't
it? Is that where they make the Doctor Who merchandise?
Well, I don't know. I hope not.
I'd imagine Kim Jong Il, he runs a tight factory shop out there.
Those, he probably does.
Those Doctor Who figurines, they'll be delivered on time.
Figures. Yeah. Clearly, the BBC are very ethical. Oh, you know what I'm saying.
Hmm. That man's David Tennant, and we're asking right now, what are you up to at
6:37?
And the number you can call us is
0330 123 1215.
And you can also text
8 12 15.
Brilliant. David feels a bit left out that I've got all the knobs and buttons.
The only button I've got over here is the studio lights.
You notice he's been adjusting.
There
you go. There we go. He can adjust the lights. We have moved David, okay, to a different microphone. And Richie, have you adjusted the webcam? Because I'm suddenly getting people all over the world very upset that they could suddenly have a nice extreme close-up of David and then it shifted to you.
I tweaked it about 90 seconds ago, so you may
still have the
odd angry text and email from people that had their dose taken away.
Someone's just tweeted me going, I'm in New York, I've stayed up late for this. Who is that where David was sat? That's Richie, our producer. So we're asking, what are you up to?
At 6:38.
Thank you, those gaps are getting closer.
Maggie, how much light would you like to
read? Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
that much?
Yeah, that's lovely.
That's actually too much.
I've got.
I don't like it when it's that light at this
time.
Well,
this is for Maggie. It's my breakfast show, so this is for her.
Yeah, that's lovely, David. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Could you have a word with David now?
I will
see. Yeah? Thanks. All right, this should be Annie in Nottingham. Good morning, Annie.
Morning, Christian.
Hello, Annie.
I think she just said hello, Christian. Didn't really hear this sort of...
I'm just getting in there. I'm just being polite.
All right. Annie.
You're just the monkey that answers the phones after all. It's my breakfast show. How are you, Annie?
I'm very well, thank you.
What are you doing right now at
6:39? Don't reverse it like that.
You do the act.
6:39.
There you go. What are you doing right now at 6:39, Annie?
I'm in bed looking at you.
Oh, that's nice.
On the webcam, yeah.
Are you clothed? Do we have to worry about this?
I've got my Nike on, so don't worry yet.
And is there any food in the bed, Annie?
Is there what?
Any food in the bed? Are you having a cup of tea or...
Oh, I wondered what you meant then.
Any what in the bed?
What?
No, I haven't got a cup of tea yet. I've not got up yet. So I'm just chilling out while the kids are all still asleep.
Oh.
And then it'll get busy in a minute. So.
Brilliant. Annie, thank you very much for your call. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye, David.
Bye, Annie. Have a lovely day.
Hey, I think we've got our first international call now. I think we've got someone on the line who's in Washington, America.
Who's there?
Hi, this is Barbara.
Barbara, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
What's the time with you right now?
Right now it's 1:40.
In the afternoon or in the morning?
In the morning.
Okay, should have been able to figure that out, really. And have you stayed up special?
Well, I usually stay up till about 1 or 2. I don't have to go to work.
Well, okay, don't make it sound that you made any effort, clearly.
Yeah, it's 3 hours.
More a Sylvester McCoy fan.
For you, so.
And what are you doing right now at?
Right now, 1:41,
America.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm multitasking. I'm making tea, and I'm writing, and I'm also doing some architectural diagrams for a software class my agency's sending me to.
Wow, that sounds like something you should be concentrating on rather than doing 3 things at once.
Nah, I don't really need to.
Not all of us are actors. Sometimes we can multitask. Yeah.
And what are you writing, Barbara?
Actually, Doctor Who fanfic. I'm a real geek. I'll admit.
Now, fanfic. Now, that's like... So that's like...
Can't
you
pronounce
stories,
that
right?
as well, okay?
You're writing stories that you publish online, is that right?
Yes, I do.
And what's happening in today's story?
Well, in today's story, the doctor's just run into somebody who was an interplanetary Kinsey, wanting to find out about the sexual habits of Time Lords.
Okay!
But
is this on a particular type of website, Barbara?
Yeah, but you see, I don't actually...
Sounds great.
So I take it right to the edge and he shuts her down because he's not capable of doing the telepathic link that Time Lords need to really get it on, shall we say.
He has problems getting the old sonic screwdriver up this time of the morning.
Right.
Because some of the fanfic gets a little bit I've been told, can get a little bit on the saucy
side. Have you read any of the ones? I did
the Friday Night Project here, yeah. A show that we have in this country, Barbara, where they showed me some of the stuff that the Doctor and Captain Jack doing some serious...
I think that actually probably was written by John Barrowman, to be honest.
Serious post-watershed stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't do anything on that level. I'm PG okay. and below.
But do you know? But do you have you been made aware of this other stuff? Have you read some of this?
Oh yes, I know where it is.
Really?
Yes.
See, David seems very interesting. If you ask me, he's about the old pervy stuff.
Send me a link.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send him some email addresses?
Yeah, no, he'd love that. He'd love that, Babs. He'd love that. Well, listen, Barbara, thank you so much for giving us a call. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for staying up to
great
the afternoon.
To you. You have a great day.
Cheers, Barbara. Sleep tight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll do the goodbyes.
No, I think...
If you say thank you, I'll say goodbye.
I think, that, you know, she's phoned up to speak to me, let's be honest.
Okay, can you go to the travel now? It's 6:43.
Maggie, take it away. Here's the lights for you.